This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives postponed amid disruptions fails to enter regular business. Cabinet approves ministry restructuring, cuts federal ministries from 22 to 18. Tizi Festival begins in Upper Mustang with traditional rituals, and U.S. President Donald Trump arrives in Beijing for crucial two-day talks with Chinese counterpart. Now, the news in detail. Opposition parties disrupted yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, demanding the presence of Prime Minister Balendra Shah during discussions on the government's policies and programs. The obstruction began after Speaker Dol Prasad Arial allowed Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagde to table a proposal on behalf of the Prime Minister to begin deliberations on the government's agenda. Opposition lawmakers stood in protest despite repeated requests from the Speaker to allow the meeting to continue. Opposition parties also sought a formal ruling from the Speaker on the matter. Repeated disruptions prevented the House from entering regular business even after multiple sittings. The meeting had been scheduled to continue the discussion on the government's policies and programs presented by President Ramchandra Paudal during a joint session of the Federal Parliament on Monday. Amid continued obstruction, Speaker Arial adjourned the House until 11 a.m. today. In the meantime, the discussions on the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat have begun in National Assembly. Deliberations started on a party basis during yesterday's meeting of the Upper House. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal informed lawmakers that 8 amendment proposals, including a joint amendment registered by 19 members, had been received on the government's policies and programs. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle, speaking on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, tabled a proposal to begin discussions on the policies and programs presented by President Ramchandra Paudal during the joint sitting of the Federal Parliament on May 11. National Assembly Chairperson Dahal said discussions on the policies and programs would continue in upcoming meetings as many lawmakers were yet to present their views. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for 11:15 a.m. today. The government has decided to reduce the number of federal ministries from 22 to 18 as part of administrative reforms aimed at cutting recurrent expenditure and improving efficiency. A cabinet meeting held yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers approved the Nepal Government Work Division Regulations 2083 Bikram Sambat, paving the way for the restructuring of ministries. According to Prime Minister Balendra Shah's press and research advisor Deepa Dahal, as part of the restructuring, the government has created a new Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation by separating science and technology responsibilities from the former Ministry of Education. Several ministries with overlapping ministries have been merged or reorganized. The government has also transferred information technology-related responsibilities from the former Ministry of Communications and Information Technology to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The government says the restructuring is intended to reduce operational cost, streamline governance, and make the state mechanism more effective. Likewise, the cabinet meeting also endorsed amendments to the Electronic Governance Commission Formation and Operation Order 2079 Bikram Sambat and approved the land-related 21st Amendment Rules 2083 Bikram Sambat. According to the Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Bikram Timalsina, the meeting also nominated House of Representatives members Sushil Khadka from Baglung and Yogesh Gouchan Thakali from Mustang to the Public Investment Management Committee. Speaking at a press conference in Kathmandu, Minister Dr. Timalsina added that the government has prioritized reforms in the telecommunications, media and communications sector and said efforts are underway to improve the quality and competitiveness of telecom services while strengthening overall digital infrastructure. The Supreme Court has issued a show-cause order in response to a writ petition challenging the legality of the Assets Investigation Commission. A single bench of Justice Balkrishna Dhakal issued the order yesterday and summoned both parties for discussion on May 20th. The writ petition was filed by an advocate who argued that the commission was unconstitutional and lacked legal jurisdiction. The petition names the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers as the defendant. The government has warned civil servants against involvement in party politics, stressing the need to maintain political neutrality and impartiality in public service. In a notice issued, the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration directed civil servants to strictly follow provisions related to discipline and conduct outlined in the Constitution and the Civil Service Act. The ministry stated that the civil servants are prohibited from joining political parties, sister organizations, or affiliated groups linked to political parties. According to the notice, legal action will be taken against any civil servant found to be involved in partisan political activities. President Ramchandra Paudil has appointed Prakash Adhikari from Sanghua Sabha as the Federal Parliament Secretary for the House of Representatives. According to the Office of the President, the appointment was made on the recommendation of the Speaker of the House of Representatives and in accordance with Article 106, Subarticle 1 of the Constitution. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case at the Special Court against five individuals, including former officials of the Surkhet Valley Town Development Committee in Birendranagar, over alleged embezzlement of public revenue. According to the anti-graft body, the case involves the alleged misuse of nearly 29.48 million rupees collected from sorter shops and land rental fees between fiscal years 2076-77 and 2080-81 Bikram Sambat. The commission stated that the committee officials allegedly misappropriated the fund through collusion among officials. The CIAA has filed the case under the Prevention of Corruption Act 2059 Bikram Sambat, seeking the recovery of the embezzled amount and legal action through the special court in Kathmandu. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokhrel, has said the literacy campaign in Madhya Province is a major initiative aimed at social transformation and development rather than a mere formality. Speaking in Janakpur Dham while receiving a report prepared by the high-level expert panel on literate Madhya Province, the minister said the government would study the recommendations carefully and take necessary decisions to help declare Madhya Province literate within the current fiscal year. A seven-member expert team led by former government secretary Dr. Ram Swarup Sinha had been formed to study the literacy situation and suggest measures for improvement. The Central Bureau of Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, has arrested the chief executive officer of Nepal Investment Mega Bank over allegations of fraud and criminal breach of trust linked to a telecommunications-related financial case. According to a CIB spokesperson, the 63-year-old executive, Shivakumar Shrestha, was arrested on Tuesday night in Sindhuli while attempting to flee after switching off his mobile phone. Authorities say the case is connected to Smart Telecom Private Limited. The centuries-old Tizi Festival has begun in Lomangthang, drawing local residents and tourists to the historic walled city of Upper Mustang. The three-day Buddhist cultural festival started on Wednesday with the display of a large thangka featuring the image of Guru Padmasambhava Rinpoche in front of the Lomangthang Palace. Observed for centuries in the Himalayan region, the Tizi Festival symbolizes hope, peace and the victory of good over evil. According to local officials, the giant ceremonial thangka displayed during the festival is nearly as tall as a 2.5-story building. Officials from the Annapurna Conservation Area Project say more than 250 foreign tourists, along with many domestic visitors, have arrived to observe the festival this year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has reached Beijing for a two-day state visit where he is expected to hold high-level talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. According to officials, the agenda includes key global and economic issues such as tariffs, technological competition, tensions over Taiwan, and the ongoing Iran conflict, reflecting broader strategic rivalry between the two countries. The U.S. president is accompanied by several business leaders, including Elon Musk and Yanchen Huang. Trump last visited China in 2017 during his previous presidency. The current visit comes at a time of heightened geopolitical and economic competition between Washington and Beijing. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy across Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country today. According to the division, there is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in one or two places of the Tarai regions of Mathis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces during the afternoon. The division has also stated that there is an influence of a westerly low-pressure system and local winds along with a low-pressure area in the lower atmosphere at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 17 to 19 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives postponed amid disruptions failed to enter regular business. Cabinet approves ministry restructuring, cuts federal ministries from 22 to 18. TG Festival begins in Upper Mustang with traditional rituals. And U.S. President Donald Trump arrives in Beijing for crucial two-day talks with Chinese counterpart. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.